Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I've got my tire gauge here. I've got my OBD2 scanner. Oh, yes. I actually made sure that I had air in the air compressor so I can make sure that my tires, yes, the tire light is off. I've got my engine light off. I have air in the tires. We are ready to go on our trip. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Let's get going. This is Auto World. Now you're appreciate you riding shotgun with me here this week. Big long day, big many days off here during the week, huh? Yeah, well, right now we're in that Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to all of you. Hope you're not laboring, having a good time with your family and spending time with us here. Thank you, appreciate that. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We've got so many things to get to today. Let's get right to it. We've got Eddie, the engine emailer, to the left of me. He's handling the email, of course, as you know. You folks, I ask you to deliver. You have a lot of emails you've sent to me. And we've got, again, a little reminder. The gifts are going out, so be patient. I appreciate that. Thank you for the folks there that always like to send a little gift out. So your gifts are coming, so be patient. And thank you for being patient. Eddie, please hand me the hubcap. There it is. Thank you. Oh, I polished it up for the Labor Day weekend. Good. Let's start from the third hour. Give you a little, a little taste and a tease of what's happening here today on Auto World. On the third hour, folks, well, every hour I'm going to remind you, it's a reminder about something coming up that's happening right now, actually. It's those yellow boxes that have wheels on them. School buses. So I'm going to have a little reminder there for you. Every hour of Auto World, that's 3 hours every week. And I do appreciate all our great Auto World affiliate family radio stations taking Auto World, of course. I've got a product of the month. Oh, another month is here. So I have a product for you that all of you do need, period. Some of you might need a couple of these from the same company. So stay tuned for that. Product of the month is coming your way. Robotaxi. I have a follow-up for you, too, on the third hour, or something about robotaxis. Every hour I have for you the countdown. This is kind of a unique week here on Auto World because I have the top 10 U.S. states with the most muscle cars. And on the third hour, you're going to hear the winners of that. We're going to go from 4, 3, 2, and 1, go up the list. So on the first hour of Auto World, we're going to start at number 10 and go on up. So second hour, of course, you get the middle of the pack, and then the very third hour, you're going to get the top 4. And that is the top 10 U.S. states, the top 10 U.S. states with the most muscle cars running around those roads. Yes, third hour also, I've got for you the top 10 best and worst new and used cars. Or I guess we could say the fastest or the slowest selling new and used cars. And that's top 10 again. So, again, we're going to go from the first hour, starting at the bottom of the list, so with number 10, 9, and 8, and go on up the list. Always on the third hour, too, we have a word with Mark. So congratulations is something that you need to think about when congratulating. Well, the second hour we're going to be congratulating goes out to the 100,000. I got to get the TH in there. 100,000 of them. Congratulations goes out to CPPIH. So stay tuned for that on the second hour. Another congratulations goes out on the second hour to the, the top ranked sports car in customer satisfaction. And this is a sports car, folks. This is all on the second hour. We have trivia coming your way, too. Automotive trivia, that is. And now on the first hour where we're at right now, let's get right to it. I'm going to take your emails, of course, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, Auto World Radio. That's what you're listening to right now. And I want to thank all of you, too, by the way, for tuning in and listening to some of the cities out there in the states we are not quite in yet on a radio station. And some of you are listening to us on our own autoworldmedia.com website. So you can listen to us there, too, live. Thank you. Appreciate that. Trying to become the number one stream right there on GCN Live or Genesis Communications Network. So appreciate that. So we got a lot happening. We got another congratulations goes out here on the first hour. It goes out to the sale of the five millionth of the JW customers. Yes, the JW customer. You'll understand here in a little bit what that's all about. I have a three-pedal celebration also coming your way. But first and most, all you are the star of the show, and this means that our phone number has never changed since 1992 here on Auto World. Love to hear you call in. Love to talk to you live at 855-660-4261. And again, you can reach me on Facebook, and that is through Facebook Messaging. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Please head on over there to the Facebook page, Mark Evans, and take a look. We've got some photos up there, what we're talking about here today. A little teaser there. And also, you're more than welcome, please do. The door is open to go over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram is Auto World Media, just like our website. So, let's get right to it, folks. Acura RDX owners, listen up, please. Acura RDX owners, listen up. I want you to call. If you do not have an Acura, this has everything to do with Acura RDXs. And some of you that might have, it's a noise. There's a noise, and there's a lawsuit that has been filed. You might be able to get on this lawsuit and, get some good green in your back pocket. And also, we're going to talk about that Acura problem with this noise in the rear of the Acuras and a lawsuit coming up next segment, because I want to give you time to call, text, however you'd like to do it, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, even your enemies. I don't care. As long as you get a hold of them, let them know that in the next segment here on Auto World, we'll be talking about a lawsuit with anybody that owns an Acura. So if they own an Acura, get with them and let's get going here. And I want to help them, period. So let's do a trivia question right off the bat here on Auto World. In what year was the first car radio invented? 855-660-4261 is our phone number. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your call. He's ready. 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, we've got a lot of things going on here, of course, in our world. But the biggest thing, I guess, we need to get right to it. Let's do the three-pedal celebration right off the bat. Three-pedal celebration is now happening. You know, I talked a little bit about that third pedal going bye-bye. Well, there's one company that's going to keep that third pedal, and what is it? It's the clutch pedal! What? Yeah. You know, that stick that sticks up through the center between the driver's and passenger side is called it's a gear shaft, and you got to shift it. Well, guess what? A special edition, folks, of the 2024 Volkswagen Golf GTI 380 celebrates the manual transmission in its Volkswagen hot hatch. Yes! The manual's back in the 2024 Volkswagen Golf GTI 380. Special equipment set. Building it that way, the clutch is back. Standard on every 2024 manual transmission is a GTI, period. Celebrating the final year of the manual production in the Golf GTI, though. There, Volkswagen saying this 2024 year is the last year for the manual production, period. But it is going to be there in 2024, so you're going to be able to get it. It is. Again, something that's a heritage of the manual transmission of Volkswagen's hot hatches during the final years of the three-pedal production for the Golf GTI and Golf R. Yes, the shifter's back with the clutch pedal to boot. Three-pedal celebration. The 380 name comes from the MK8's internal model code, folks. It's a nod to the fourth generation GTI 337 Special Edition, which sold in 2002, actually. Yes, the GTI 337 Special Edition sold in 2002. They borrowed the internal the model code from the MK1 GTI. Well, congratulations, the 2024 Golf Volkswagen Golf GTI 380 three-pedal celebration. We'll take first break. We'll come right back. Get your Acura owners on the earphones. We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Five millionth. I guess that's how you say it. Yeah, it is. JW customers. There's one customer that's going to get a lot of money. Welcome back to Auto World. Did you get a hold of all your friends on the Acura? I hope so. Before we get to that article, a little bit more time left to call your friends, relatives, neighbors, etc. I've got for you today, right here on the first hour, folks, on Auto World, Acura RDX owners. You know, you need to listen up, please. And I want everybody else to listen up because this could happen on your car. We're going to get that here after this. And here just a little bit. Give you more time. There's a lawsuit involved, too. So, and it's not quite a recall yet. So I'm way, way early here. I really believe it's going to be recall. But before we do that, let's get to the top 10 U.S. states, folks, with the most muscle cars. Woo! Yeah, you know. Who doesn't love a muscle car, huh? They're fast, powerful, stylish. They're going bye-bye, of course. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in here a little bit, too. I believe second hour, we're going to be talking about, Dodge, anyway. EVs going bye-bye. Muscle cars. Oh, yeah. The sound of them, the smell of them. Oh, and the good gas mileage they don't get. No gas mileage at all. But some of us they're basically a power-packed burnout machine, aren't they? Yep. Well, I have for us today here on Auto World, according to the data compiled by the IC Cars, there are certain parts of our country, the United States, where speed and power are held in high reward. Yes, we want them all. We want everything in a muscle car. They analyzed about 4 million sales of pre-owned passenger vehicles, which includes coupes, the sedans, the convertibles, and hatchbacks, as well as, which ones are able to produce over 400 horsepower. We're, at that point, we're classifying them as a muscle car. Well, 400 horsepower, folks, is about twice the amount of average cars out there. Most of you only have 200, 180 under that bonnet. For you folks listening across the pond, thank you. And you folks over here in the United States, about 180, 220, that's it, period. So 400, this is how they did it. They came up with the top 10 U.S. states which have the most muscle cars that you can feel right at home in and drive them. Let's start right here on the first hour at the bottom of the list. Find out where your state is sitting on who has the most muscle cars in their state. Number 10 is Illinois. The percentage rate of muscle cars on your roads, folks, in Illinois is 3.8%. Number 9 is Colorado, 3.8% up the list. And number 8 is Wyoming. Wyoming, you have 4% of muscle cars on your roads. Second hour, we're going to go up the list. Of course, the third hour, you're going to hear all the way number 4, 3, 2, and 1 on the third hour. Now, if you do not get the third hour of Auto World, just go over to our website, autoworldmedia.com, autoworldmedia.com, and you can just see right there, listen live. And you'll see yours truly there, too. And we're going to be adding more things to the website, meaning the products. One thing that a lot of you have asked me for is what products have I been using over the last 47 years in the automotive greasy garage shop here. And I'm sitting in the greasy garage studio right now, but in the repair shop for 47-plus years. And we are going to put up pictures. Yeah, I've always said a picture's worth 1,000 words. And in the radio business, that's a lot of words. So if we put a picture up, you'll know that that's the product that I've been using for many, many years. I have used a lot of products over the years, and that I think that would help you. And there's no cost to go to the website, autoworldmedia.com. That's the best part of it, too. So, okay. Now, Acura owners, there's certain things that are happening that probably is not the best for your Acura RDX owners out there. And this is something that, again, if there's a noise in the back, it might have already happened to you, and are you in the lawsuit that's been filed? Many mysteries have gone unanswered for decades on noises in the back of cars. Yeah, believe it or not, I've been there, done that, and a lot of customers asked me, I had a noise, and I don't know what it was, and then I said, this is what's happened. Well, the rear window, folks, the rear window in the Acura RDXs, which I'm going to fine-tune right down just that make and that model, okay? Because this is concerning the lawsuit. The back windows have been shattering as if someone threw a rock at you. And you know what that sounds like, or do you? No, you do not until it happens. It's not good. Because if you drive down the road and your back window shatters, you're going to probably drive off the road. Or drive into somebody. Now, I guess I understand that this has been an issue that's been plaguing American Acura RDX owners for since, well, 2020, in which the vehicle's tailgate window would break into cracks without, well, any clues why it would happen. But now, after many plaintiffs in this class action lawsuit are seeking, well, some cash for anyone that has purchased the, here's the years, 2018 through 2023 Acura RDXs, who's experienced a flawed rear window or a shattering rear window. Now, the lawsuit filed, the plaintiffs claim that the faulty electrical defroster unit is the main reason why the rear window of the vehicle suddenly cracks without warning. The rear window defroster. You know, the little wires inside the glass, folks. Some of them aren't even in the glass. They're on the outside of the glass, inside the car. Of course, according to the claim in the lawsuit, the glass can shatter regardless of whether the RDX is on or off, driving or stationary and parked. So, you could be in your gear, you could be sleeping. Oh, wake up, Mark. You could be sleeping in the car's in the garage and you hear a you think somebody broke into your house. No, it's just your 2019 through 2023 Acura RDX back window shattering in the garage or in the carport. I understand some of you that have those in the big cities is have a just the RDX parked out in the carport have actually called the cops and told the cops that, in fact, somebody threw something at your car. No. You have a rear window defroster that's not working correctly in the tailgate window, which causing it to come apart, causing you to have a shattered or cracked glass. Now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the NHTSA, they've experienced a lot of complaints from the Acura RDX owners since 2020. But not a recall yet. Sorry. So, when it's a recall, that means you can get it fixed free at where? The dealer. Well, today you cannot do that yet until you, folks. That's why we're talking. I'm talking live right here on Auto World. We've got, we're coast to coast. And on apps, and of course, AutoWorldMedia.com, we have a lot of our friends here listening to me right now, and I appreciate that, and that means the power of the people. I believe if a lot of you do not even, if you've got a rear window defroster, you could have a shattered back glass too, even if it's not an Acura. Let's turn it in. Let's do it. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. We're going to take a short break. Come right back. Right here on Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands of people gathered for the Burning Man Festival remain stranded in the Nevada desert after storms swept through the area. Legendary singer Jimmy Buffett was battling a form of skin cancer at the time of his death, his website revealed. Buffett was 76. A teenage boy was shot and killed by police after he allegedly killed a police dog and pointed a gun at officers, CNN reported. It happened Saturday in a suburb of Atlanta. Five people charged in an Alabama riverfront brawl that drew national attention as white boaters fought with black riverboat crew members have pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly conduct charges. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 scored big, $41 million to top the box office in its debut weekend. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Sitting in the Greasy Garage studio alongside you, riding shotgun. It's time for the reminder here on Auto World, the reminder for all of us that the yellow school buses, folks, that have the black tires on them, that roll down the road with our precious grandchildren, our kids, and everyone else that's in the bus, which is all kids, friends, kids, and all. Just a reminder here, you know, safe school zones, okay? Safe school zones is what we want. Slow down, please. Ditch your distractions like texting. Don't do that through the school zone. And again, stop means stop, folks. When that red sign goes out of that yellow school bus box there, that school bus, come on, let's stop. And again, watch for bicycles. And another reminder too with this, it's a school bus. It's school time, school bus, yellow school buses. And just let's slow down. And, you know, kids do dart across the street, even if there's not a school bus. Mom and dad, you know, mom and dad drops them off across the street from the school. And next thing you know, they run out in the road to get to the school. So let's slow up and keep our eyes on children around the school zones. Just slow up, please. Thanks. Appreciate it. Now, I want to give you the website for, it's not a recall yet, again, back to the Acura, the shattering black back
tailgate windows. Rear, because of the rear defroster, defogger is causing it to shatter, even if it's parked in your driveway, carport, or even driving down the road. It could shatter at any time while you're even snoring and sleeping. So it's the 2019 through the 2023 Acura RDX models, folks, and let's get it to become a recall. How do you do that? So it costs you nothing to get it fixed because, again, you know, your grandkids or your kids are in the back seat of the Acura and the back window shatters while you're driving down the road. Just not fun. So here's the website. I want you to go there and I want you to put your comments in about that. Hey, even if you don't have one, let's put a comment in, huh? Here's the website, www.nhtsa.gov. NHTSA.gov. That is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. And then just send them a little note and let's get that turned into a recall. Now, we here at AutoWorld always enjoy. I was talking about products on our website, pictures of them. Well, whoa, oh, wait a minute. That bell means one thing. Oh, that bell. That bell means it is time for the product of the month. You ready? Product of the month, right here on AutoWorld. We call it the AutoWorld product of the month. It's called the mouse blocker. The mouse blocker. Now, why are you concerned about mouse? I am concerned about mice. It's called the mouse blocker. Go to www.mouseblocker.com. Folks, I have antique vintage cars. The worst enemy they have, those cars have, is the mice. They come in and they like to eat the upholstery. How do they get in? They do. I don't know how they get in my car. It's all sealed up. Not if it's a convertible like my 1916 Chevrolet. Unless it's in a plastic bubble that they sell, which they do sell. But it's not about the plastic bubbles here today on Auto World. It's about the product of the month. It's the mouse blocker. Folks, themouseblocker.com. I want you to go over there. They have so many different types of products called mouse blocker. Mice come in and literally destroy anything and everything in your garage. So the ultimate garage protection is there for you. It's called the Mouse Blocker 1000. It plugs into 110. It basically sends out a sound, keeps basically mice out, period. They run back into the forest or back out into the garage next door to you that does not have the mouse blocker. You got to have the mouse blocker. You have ones that are called the 12-volt rodent deterrent system that plugs right into your 12-volt battery on your antique or your vintage car. It's $89.95, and I do recommend that. So if you have only one car and you're not concerned about your garage, you know, you can let the mice come in because you leave the garage door open all the time, but for some reason they're eating your upholstery and making nesting products out of your seats, you can get that 12-volt system plugged in. Right there to your car. But again, they also have so many. There's like six different types of products. It's all called the mouse blocker. It's all concerned about keeping the mice away. The two-car and garage protection, it starts at $339.95. You plug it in, and it basically protects about 1,000 square feet, period. And it keeps squirrels away, too, by the way. Any kind of rodent, if you have rats, mice, squirrels, etc. And it's a product that is just awesome. The one you have a warehouse, you're working, you work there, and you folks are dealing with the mice and rodents coming into your warehouse. They have a warehouse protection. It literally offers 12 times the power, which it covers 12,000 square feet to keep the mice out. So the product of the month, again, is the mouse blocker. Go to mouseblocker.com. It works, period. So, now, folks, we have for you here today, not only we got the trivia, so let's go back to the trivia question, and it is, in what year was the first radio invented? In what year was the first radio invented? And radios are still around, as you know. You're listening to me on one. I appreciate it. 855-660-4261. Axelrod, Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your call. 855-660-4261, and you can also answer it through email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and you can Facebook message me. Absolutely. Now, we've got a... Oh! Eddie, the engine emailer, is telling me it's time to go into the email bag. Let's do it! Throw me the bag! Thank you! Good throw. Let me dive into the email bag and see if we can find us an email today. I know I've got quite a few of them. Oh, there's one. I wrinkled it up here. I can't quite read it. There we go. Now I can read it. Thanks, Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of your emails. He tries to he digs into the bag. You send me the emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. He gets out of there, gets in there, digs in, tries to find one to kind of stump me, stump the chump. That's what we'd like to call it here. I have one here it's from Jim. Awesome. He says, hey, Mark, good weekend to you. Well, thank you, Jim. Same to you. Jim here listening in Columbus, Indiana. Awesome. He says, quick question for you on the best way to find out or how to look for if a vehicle has been sitting in water before you buy it. Thanks in advance, Jim, your radio friend, listening to you on WGCL. Awesome. Well, thanks, Jim. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Shout-out goes out to WGCL AM 1370. He says also... Oh, yeah. Saturdays takes our show Auto World Saturdays 7 in the morning to 8. He says, then I listen to you live using your autoworldmedia.com. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for that information and being with us every Saturday and Sunday. Shout out WGCL AM 1370 right there in Bloomington, Greenwood, Bedford, Columbus, Indiana. Appreciate it. WGCL AM 1370. Good to have you along, Jim. Yes, there's a lot of ways. We do have, of course, as we know, prayers go out to the folks at Hurricane, and things are happening there, of course, in Florida, Texas, etc., and going up the United States there, heading north. We do get cars that are flooded, and some of the dealers then buy them for little pennies on the dollar. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to help Jim and all of you on how to find and pick the car that has not been in water. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. All right, and I'm sitting in the cockpit. Today, no helmet on. No helmet on today. Some weeks I must wear a helmet because we go that fast here in Auto World. I've slowed it up a little bit here on Labor Day weekend. Happy Labor Day weekend to all of you, and appreciate you tuning in and staying right next to me. And we're heading down the road now in fifth gear here on the first hour. Again, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. First and foremost, if you do not get the third hour or second hour, you only get the first hour. One of your favorite radio station only takes the first hour of Auto World. The best way to get the second or third hour, you can go right to Auto World Radio. AutoWorldMedia.com, AutoWorldMedia.com. That is our website, and you just click on the Listen Live around the top. And then you'll see where a podcast is there, too. A lot of you have made some awesome positive comments about the podcast, and I appreciate that. Because, sometimes life happens, you can't be with me live. So go right to the podcast at AutoWorldMedia.com. Got an answer to this trivia question, and looks like it's from Steve at Sandpoint, Idaho. The trivia question is, in what year was the first car radio invented? In what year was the first car radio invented? Steve, shout out goes out to Steve right there. He says, I'm listening to you in Sandpoint, Idaho, north of where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. And let's do a shout out now to KS. There's our shout out horn. Yes, KSPT. KSPT, AM 1400, and also 105.3 FM, right up there in Sandpoint, Ponderay, East Hope, Clark Fork, Priest River, Kootenai, Coeur d'Alene, hello everybody. Thanks, Steve. Will you just do me a favor, Steve, before I go on? After the show now, we've got a couple more hours left, but can you just go out there and touch the water up there? It's just pristine looking, pretty. Oh, I love it. Appreciate it, Steve. And Steve says, the very first year was 1922. Steve, 1922, you say that in fact. 1922 is the first year that the first car radio was invented. And Steve, you are absolutely right. Congratulations. Let's give him a hand. 1922. Steve, do you know what year and make a model of car that radio went into? Well, let's follow it up. Which car company introduced the first car with the radio in the 1922 year? It was the Chevrolet. Chevrolet. Oh, good old Lewis Chevrolet had the old radio in there first. So, Steve, thank you. If you would, send me back an address up there in Sandpoint, Idaho, and I will send you out a little gift packet. Appreciate it. And our email address for me to get your address to ship it out to you is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate it. Now let's get back to Jim. Jim's with us here. He says, on WGCL, AM 1370, right there in Bloomington and Greenwood and Bedford and Columbus, Indiana. He's wanting to know, Jim, you know, thank you for asking this question because of some of the weather that's hit our United States here lately with water. And you're asking here, let's see, the best way to find out and or how to look for if a vehicle has been sitting in water before you buy it. One thing, Jim, this is one thing about the Carfax that really pays off. When a car or vehicle has been sitting in water, a lot of the folks that this happens to, it gets claimed on insurance. And the insurance company says, we need to, you know, the insurance company has to, period. There's no law, but they do automatically. They pay off the person that says, I don't want this flooded car anymore. I'm done with it. And the insurance company says, here's your check. There it is. That's the amount we agreed upon. There's your check. Thank you. And then the insurance company puts it on the Carfax so that this car has been, you know, submerged in water and all that. But they never put in about how many feet of water it's been, you know, submerged in. So get a Carfax report first, Jim, on an automobile that you're looking for. If you have any doubts, it's been sitting in water. Carfax. And then kind of like I call it the DNA, where the car's been. You need, and this is for all of us, so you got to find out the DNA of the automobile that you're looking at buying. You know, where did it come from? Where did it come from? Because out west here, folks, we are short of cars. We really, really, really are. And out west means that I'm in Boise, Idaho, live. And that means that the dealers here have to use dealers. And, you know, as you know, the new car dealers also have to have used cars to sell. So they have to find them to sell them. So yeah, Carfax, again, Jim, is a good way of finding out if it's been in, or a report has been done, if it's been where it's from. First off, Virginia or Florida or wherever, Texas or wherever, you know. And then also, now we want to look for staining in water lines. One thing you can look for real quick is the color, literally the color of the metal, Jim. If you bend down underneath the vehicle and look, and let's go to the rear end of that automobile or truck that you're looking at, they do not come from the factory red, do they? The rear ends. No, the metal parts, the A-arms, let's just call it the metal parts in the back of the automobile or truck. They come black, folks, black, and rust is red. And if you've got a tint of red rust, you've got a car that's been sitting and submerged in water. Now, what's this mean? Well, Mark, you know, you're going to say, Mark, that's no big deal. It's only in a foot, 2 feet of water. Don't we drive it through rain all the time, Mark? Well, guess what? Yes, you do. Back there in the areas that are a lot of humidity and rain and rust and all that. And you know red, you folks there, that's got the red undercarriage and all. But most of all, if everything is a tint of red, you know that it's been submerged in water. Now, what's this matter? It means a lot to hub bearings that are in the rear of the car. Of course, the wheel bearings in the front or hub bearings in the front, if it's a front-wheel drive, it means a lot to the transmissions, folks, a lot to the automatic transmissions, electronics, electrical. So look for stains, waterline, just like, hey, you look over at your favorite river or you look over at the favorite lake that you have and you see that the waterline's low because of the staining of the rocks, the staining of the edge of the river or the lake. You're looking for the same thing in your car. You really, honestly want to sometimes just look for the high level mark inside the automobile. They can take special chemicals and clean it off on the outside, but come on, if you can go in the inside of that car and look down on the driver's side and kind of look up, you will see that on the carpet or on the sidewall, the side panel there, that there's a water line. You do not want that automobile, Jim, period. That's how you tell. So look for the Carfax report. Look for the red rust underneath the vehicle, tinting of everything that's red, and you know, it's not bright red, just a dull red, look, rust red, and look for the water line, and then Carfax really does help. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Hope that helps everyone. You really don't. Yes, running through snow and rain and all that, well, the car is designed to do that. The tires are designed to pick up and shed debris called water. But the A-arms that are in the middle of the car, underneath the car, should not really even get wet, truthfully. Absolutely. So, hope that helps, Jim. Appreciate it. Got a little gift for you, too, a little gift bag. I'll get it out, sent out to you there in the Indiana area. I just need your address, and that The way to do that is my email address here at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. That's a great, great question because we are seeing that a lot here in the Idaho area, folks, where I've had some calls on that. Where, Mark, can you take a look at this car before I purchase it? And I bend down and look. That's the first place I look. You want to cancel out an automobile to buy with the big things first. Absolutely. And, yes, yours truly here has replaced some hub bearings on automobiles. It's been sitting in and submerged in water. Folks, the price to do that is double because we cannot get the bolts out. They are rusted in. Before we head out here, we've got a little bit of time. No, not much. Okay, so second hour, I'm going to give you a little gift from AAA, a little gift on the second hour from AAA. And it's, well, they're stepping up. They are really stepping up, so stay tuned. AAA, if you have a membership, you want to hear about this. And if you do not have a membership from AAA, very inexpensive, what are they, $55, $65? And this gift here is something that is well worth it if you're looking at maybe buying and purchasing something that has anything to do with what? An EV. Yep, an EV. Hey, let's throw out a trivia question going into the second hour. Now, there's a safety feature on automobiles. What safety feature was first introduced by Volvo in the late 50s to reduce damage from car accidents? Let's throw that out there and we'll get that answer on the second hour. So think about it. You have time a little bit before between the first and second hour. What safety feature was first introduced by Volvo in the late 50s to reduce damage from car accidents? 855-660-4261 is our phone number right here in Auto World. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate you being here. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Go over and head over, take a look at our photos there. We're going to talk a little bit more about those photos coming up next hour. Jay Leno partners up with Dodge? Huh? That's right. The 10 best, fastest, and slowest new and used selling cars. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.